The money's being given to the Great Lakes Intertribal Council, or GLITSI. Teresa Barber is a GLITSI representative and program director of the Wisconsin Native American Tobacco Network. She says smoking rates and tobacco-related illnesses are both very high in Indian country because many Native people mistakenly assume it's part of their tradition.
We do honor and respect tobacco, and at one time it was used for medicinal purposes. We never inhaled it, and our tobacco wasn't laced with chemicals. We would use it for prayer and ceremonial use as opposed to inhaling it and being addicted.
Barber says the $1 million from the CDC will be a huge help because normally GLITSI works with $152,000 a year for all of its 12 member tribes in Wisconsin and Michigan. One of the tribes involved in this new project is the Menominee Indian Nation. Mark Caskey, the tribe's wellness director, says the money will really help their culturally based cessation programs.
Where one of the counselors is, as part of the quitting process, actually teaching the client more about the proper way to use tobacco and traditional tobacco and healing the person.
While the Tribal Prevention Project will target all groups, a special effort will be made with teens and young adults. Other tribes involved are the Lacouture and Red Cliff bands of Lake Superior Chippewa, the St. Croix Chippewa, and the Stockbridge-Munsee band of Mohicans. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.